Yeah, good evening, everyone. Oops. Try that again. Okay. Okay. So we decided we would discuss some Hilchos Pesach. So a very common shiloh that comes up is, it's more than one part of the shiloh. It's people that are going away for Pesach, and they don't intend to be in their home at all. Are they? What are they obligated to do in terms of cleaning, bedika, etc., for their house that they are leaving for the entire Pesach? So really, the shaila could be divided into two situations. One situation is where the house is going to stay, going to remain empty. No one's going to be using the house during Pesach. And the other situation is where there will be, they were asked by their neighbor if perhaps some of their company that's coming in from out of town could stay in the house during Pesach and use part of the house, all the house, etc. So let's talk about the first case. The first case where the house is going to be empty, entire Pesach. Nobody's using the house. So, well, the halacha still says that if you occupy the house within 30 days of Pesach and you're leaving within 30 days of Pesach, then you're obligated to do bedikas chametz. You can't just walk away from your house without being bodigit, even if you're not going to be there. Even if you have no intentions of being there, you're still mechuyev to do bedikas chametz. However, if you, let's say a person were selling his house, for real. Let's say you were moving to Eretz Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you're closing on Chav Tes Adar Sheni. That's today, or today is the day that's ending. And you're closing on your house and being, you're selling, you know, closing meaning you're the seller, and you're selling it to whoever you're selling. Say you're selling to a non-Jew, whatever it is. So you don't have to do bedikas chametz. I mean, you're you know, when comes Pesach, because it's not your house anymore. You sold the house. And so even if you're not selling it that way, I mean, not really selling it for real. But we do a mechiras chametz before Pesach. Most people will sell their chametz. They'll authorize their local rav to sell their chametz for them on their behalf. So, and when he does that, he rents out any parts, any even if you're staying home, you if you want to keep some chametz, those things that are might be chametz, keep meaning you don't want to physically destroy them. So you put them away in a specific cabinet or a closet, or maybe even a room that you're closing off. You sell the chametz and you rent that room out to a guy. You rent out that room to a guy. So so if you're doing that, so the question is, well, maybe I could just rent out my whole house to the guy. I'm leaving my house for Pesach. I'm not going back. So instead of just renting out one room, if I was staying home, I'll include the entire house in my mechiras chametz, which means I'll rent out the entire house to the non-Jew, and any chametz that's in there is sold, and then the house itself is rented. The same way I would be doing with the one room where I kept, you know, where I was storing chametz if I was staying home. So you could do that, or at least almost do that. You can't do that mamish that way, meaning to rent out the entire house, thereby completely shirking the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, completely divesting yourself from the mitzvah of bedikas chametz for your house. That you're not supposed to do. But if you set aside one room I'll do bedikas chametz in, one room I'll properly clean, and enough that I could do bedikas chametz, and the rest of the house I'll include in the mechira. So that's an option. Now, of course, I didn't mention, I mean, obviously the reason why people want to do this is that they say, look, I'm going away anyway. Why do I don't want to have to clean my whole house? And I'm going away for Pesach, and the going away itself is stressful, the packing and the traveling and whatever else comes along with it. So why I don't want the additional stress of having to, and the time consumption of having to clean my whole house to be able to do the Bedikas Chametz. So, okay, so this is an Eitzah, which Lamais has become a very popular Eitzah, and that people rent out their entire house to the guy, with the exception of one room. And that in that one room, they do a they clean. Now, cleaning there doesn't mean they have to, shampoo the carpet or scrub between cracks of a chair, whatever it is. But it means to vacuum or sweep and clean enough that it's proper, that one can do a bedika and then do a bedika, meaning look around in all the exposed places, look under the beds and, you know, a little bit behind the furniture, et cetera, et cetera, and check that room properly. And you do that, typically people are leaving, usually they don't leave they leave before Erev Pesach, so you do the last night that you're home, you do that bedika. You don't make a bracha on that bedika, because anytime you do bedikas chametz, even if you are checking your whole house, but if it's not the night of Erev Pesach, the night right before Pesach, you don't make a bracha. And you'll check that one room. Now, another important thing, though, is when you're doing that, if at all possible, you want to arrange for the mechira and the rental of the house with a rav who will do that on let's talk about this year, where they're paying his Monday, not Monday morning with the regular bedikas mechira chametz, but he'll do a mechira earlier on Sunday. The idea being like this. If you have a property which you're planning on selling it Monday morning, you're selling that property. But when Sunday night comes, Sunday night is Leil Bedikas Chametz. When Sunday night comes, you still own it. So it's a shaila in the poskim if you're b'chuyav in bedika. Because by tomorrow morning, before this man iser, it's not going to be mine. Well, that's my plan. But right now it's mine, and right now it's the mitzvah is now Sunday night, and I still own it. So there's a machlokas poskim if you're chay bedika. May ikur hadin we paskin that you're not. So if maker hadin, you went, if you're planning on selling the next day, you don't have to do a bedika. So even in this case, going back to the person who's selling 90% of their house with through the local rav, and only doing bedika in one room, but they're selling the other 90% without checking it, without doing a bedika, if they can't arrange for a mechira on Sunday, and the rav says, look, this is a small town, this is a one horse town, I don't do two mechiras, I only do mechira Monday. So okay, you could rely on that and sell it, have them sell it on Monday. But if you live in a place, as in many places now, the rabbanim will accommodate and do an additional mechira. They'll do mechira Monday morning, but they'll do an earlier mechira Sunday. It's also for people that are in different time zones, they do it different reasons. So they're doing a mechira, he's doing a mechira on Sunday, so you should arrange for that mechira. When you speak to the rav, tell him you want to rent out all of your house with the exception of such and such a room, and you specify which room you're saving so that that room is not included in the rental. And this way you do a bedika in that one room, and the rest of the house gets sold or rented to the guy. And you don't have you fulfilled the mitzvah, at least a bit of it, and you don't have the tirada, let's just say, or the stress of cleaning the whole house. Now, if a person is able to clean their whole house, if it's not the biggest deal, or they can handle it and they're willing to invest the time and the energy, it's a mila. It's a mila to doing that, because even this way, ultimately, you are basically, you know, shrugging off a good part of the mitzvah. And if you could clean the whole house, then it's a mila. But I will not deny that it's become very popular to do it the other way, and the rabbanim do accommodate it and they allow it, that if you know, just save one room to clean and to check, and the rest of the house rent to a guy. But remember, this is all speaking about the case where no one's using your house, it's going to remain empty. What happens if someone is using your house? Well, any part of the house that is being used has to be cleaned from chametz. It has to be baduk. It has to be checked for chametz, which means whatever cleaning is necessary to do a proper bedika has to be done. Now, do you have to do that? Is it your responsibility? Is it his responsibility? Well, it's not really so relevant, technically, the halacha. It's just work it out with them, meaning make sure if you're leaving your house to someone, make sure that it's clear. Either you, I mean, most cases they'll probably expect that you do it because, you know, they're coming in from wherever. Maybe they're coming in every Monday morning, or even if they're coming in Sunday. But, you know, it's not their house, and they're not going to be very comfortable and or interested in cleaning your house and being buddy. So really, you're taking that achrayus when you lend out your house, and maybe the people who are buying your house should help defray the cost of cleaning help. That's not unreasonable, but these are things you have to work it out with the person who asked to borrow the house, either your neighbor or your neighbor's guest, whatever it is. And in addition, very often they don't need the whole house. They only need, you know, this bedroom, this and that, and this area. So parts of the house that they don't need, you could rope off or mark off, but make it clearly marked, this area, unaccessible. It's machal gai, it's rented to the guy, and they shouldn't go there. And it should be communicated. That's why I found so many times that there is no communication, and people come, they don't know, and maybe they end up going places they shouldn't. Oh, that place wasn't cleaned for Pesach. Well, I mean, nobody told them. And if it wasn't clean for Pesach, it should say so. There should be signs up on the doors of the bedrooms or whatever saying this area is not clean for Pesach, to rent to a guy. They even have stickers nowadays. You can get a sticker if you don't want to write a sign. And but what the point is, it should be clearly delineated. And there should be demarcations. And places that are roy for Pesach, places that are clean, that are baduk, then that should be clear that they can go this, and this place. And, you know, if they want to, if you have a playroom and they want to know if, you know, they have kids, can they use the toys? Well, work it out in advance. Are you cleaning out the playroom? Are you making the toys Pesach? That could be a bigger job than something else. Or maybe a couple of them. Maybe you just leave out one fire engine and a set of blocks. And the rest of the toys you'll put away and mark, you know, put them away in a closet or something, or mark them off clearly unavailable. And but what I'm saying is it should be done with thought, and with precision and with communication. But just to let someone use your house and say, okay, you can use my house, but I'm not cleaning, that doesn't make sense. If you're not cleaning or checking, then they can't use your house. If they're going to use your house, then it has to be as I described. One more thing, let's say you're not planning on using your house at all and you don't check it, or you check this one room and the 90% unchecked. But maybe you're living, you know, you're staying locally by your parents or in-laws or whatever it is. And then you remember, you know, in the middle of Pesach, I really want XYZ that I left in the house, but it's not baduk. So we just said that if it's not baduk, people can't be there over Pesach. Are you allowed to walk in there? Or by the same token, let's say you're staying home for Pesach and you have this one room, which is macher to the guy. You all have 90% of your house is Pesachik, but you have this one room or one closet that's your chametz closet, which is rented to the guy. But you remember you left whatever it is, a medication or a hairbrush or you name it. You left in that room and you really like to get it. So you are allowed to go in there and just to get out what you need. It shouldn't be habitual, and it shouldn't be abused, and it certainly shouldn't be relied on. But if you did forget something, you could do that. I once heard a psak, I don't know who said it actually, I heard it secondhand, that a rav said you have to have a shomer. Somebody else watch you while you go in there and make sure you don't take anything that's Pesach. It's on Pesach itself, that you don't take anything come and stick out. I don't know if there's a makar for that or not, but typically a post can say you could go in there, but like I said, don't make a habit of it, and certainly don't make a leitzanus of it, that, oh, you know, every day, oh, I forgot three things, you know, which I didn't bother taking out in the first place, but I quote-unquote forgot it. Don't make a late sonnus of it. Don't make a habit of it. But if you do need to get something, whether the house is 90% not cleaned or 90% is clean, and you need just from that 10%, you could take something out if you need to. Okay, we'll pause here for now. Thank you very much. You're still welcome to send in any questions if you want, but otherwise we'll try to fill in with some pertinent Pesach information in any case. Kol tov. Have a good night. Bye-bye.